these are the guys from Spike's Tactical. Is this Ben?
Yeah,
hey, Ben, very nice to meet you, buddy. How are you doing? This is great. First of all, I like guns, and that is a beautiful looking gun. This is the Crusader, correct?
It is.
Tell me a little bit about Spikes as a company first. Where you guys are in Central Florida?
We're out of Apopka. It's a family owned small business.
Isn't that the home of the great Warren Sapp? Isn't he from that area?
I have no clue.
Okay. Okay. So you're a family business. Who and you were you in the military?
I was.
Yeah. And then what? Did you, are you the one that also did the Blackwater stuff?
Yeah, I was a security contractor for the
Where were you for that? Where?
Everywhere. Iraq, Afghanistan, Somalia.
Right.
Every dump you can think of.
What's the worst spot you've been to?
Oh, Atlanta.
Seriously, what's the worst part overseas that you've been out, whether it was with the military or Blackwater or whatever?
I was in Somalia the first Ooh. Time, and I was walking down the street, and a woman's walking with her kid. She squatted down, pulled up her dress, and pooped in the road.
Oh, really?
So that was my introduction. It was consistent.
Welcome to Somalia.
Yeah,
and how long have you been out? Are you completely out now?
Oh, yeah, I'm out. I stopped working as a security contractor about a year and a half ago and became brand ambassador for Spikes.
Now, this is great because Spikes is really getting a lot of attention with this. This is, before we get to the gimmick portion of it, it is a new AR-15. Can you hold it up just so the people on the Callahan TV, you just hold it up right there, they'll get you. It's a beautiful looking gun. I have a couple of ARs and that is a really nice looking gun. So, explain to everybody now why this is making news and what is so special about this gun.
Well, when I came on board at Spikes, the owner asked me what input I had onto a rifle. And he was speaking in terms of performance.
Right.
And I had just been listening to a show about ISIS. And I said, I'll tell you what. I want a gun where if an Islamic terrorist touches it, he's hit by a bolt of lightning and not dead.
Right.
Because they're using American weapons over there. And this is what we came up with. We wanted to, and you're right, it's a gimmick. But
it's a good gimmick, though. Yeah. But gimmick is what designed to get attention, and that's what it does.
We wanted to put something on our rifle that would dissuade an Islamic terrorist from using it.
Right. You want to make a beautiful gun for what it's made for. You don't want to find out that your piece of machinery is used to slaughter children or something like that.
Well, when you're in this business, you care about what happens to your product.
Sure.
We take responsibility for it. But you lose control once it goes out the front door.
Right.
And just because you sold it to the U.S. government doesn't mean that they're going to make good choices with it.
Right. That's the truth. But here, you know for sure that this gun will not end up in the hands of a Islamic terrorist, and explain to people why and how we've done it. I thought this was going to be some sort of pork thing. You guys are going to tell me you worked bacon into the handle.
Right, yeah. You know, we're not above being juvenile, but this is what we want.
Right. You're a great spokesman for the company, I got to be honest with you.
On the magazine, well, we have Psalm 144:1. Blessed be the Lord, my rock, who trains my hands for war and my fingers for battle. And on the other side, we have a Christian cross.
Now, and that will absolutely, absolutely keep away a Muslim. They will not want anything to do with a Catholic Bible verse in their hands. That is almost worse than wrapping it in bacon.
It depends on the Muslim scholar you talk to, but they've all called this Bible quote hateful, insightful, and insulting.
And they are very serious about that. They like, I'm a guy who has no convictions. That thing could say, you are a big, fat dick face, and I would be like, yeah, I'll fire this gun. I wouldn't carry it away. But we find that the Muslims, although odd beliefs, in my opinion, will stay away from that. They will not touch that as part of their religious conviction.
Yes, it's considered a great sin to carry the words of another
religion.
Religion,
right?
Absolutely.
And have you gotten any negative feedback yet?
We've got tons of negative feedback,
uh-huh.
Mostly from middle class white liberal Americans who are upset on other people's behalfs. My Muslim friends, of which I have many, who are great people, not one of them has written me and said, "Hey Ben, that's kind of uncool."
Right. Well, you're trying to persuade the terrorists from not grabbing your gun,
exactly.
Not Muslims in general.
Absolutely.
Okay. So I found that when I put it on my website, surprisingly, I thought it would be an overwhelming, oh, that's pretty cool for my gun-toting audience.
Mm-hmm.
But surprisingly, women seemed to come out of the woodwork, mm-hmm. and they were saying, they were arguing against it. They were saying that they were the ones that thought it was stupid. But then they'll be the first people to cry when a Muslim terrorist grabs
Absolutely.
Your gun and sprays people down with it. Now, I assume you got a lot of media coverage?
We have. Surprisingly.
And do you know the guy that's banning Muslims from the gun range?
No, I don't know him.
You should have him buy some of your guns.
We actually don't agree with
you
what
don't.
He said.
Okay.
He banned Muslims.
Oh, yeah.
I
okay.
have hundreds of Muslim friends. I've lived in the Middle East. They're great people.
Right.
But the bulk of the horrors committed in the world through terrorism are Islamic terrorists.
Yeah, so that's really what you're at. I should not be blanketing the Muslim religion. We're talking about the terrorists. We're talking about the ones who are out for evil, the ISIS folks. Now, in your run-ins in the military and in Blackwater, did you deal with ISIS before?
Well, it carries many names, but the end of it is that it is the Islamic Army, the Army of Islam.
Right.
They argue over hairs of dogma, but otherwise they are an Islamic army dedicated to returning a caliphate to the world.
And with you spending as much time over there, can you understand why it is that they hate us so much?
Because we're not Muslims.
But we're not going to be. And they're what is their end goal? They think they're going to come over here and take over here? Well, is that a realistic goal in their mind? Because you know it's not going to happen.
It's actually happened before. The Crusades saved
right.
the world from darkness. So we can sit here in the bubble of safety and security in America and pretend that the evil doesn't exist. Meanwhile, they're a nation state occupying portions of three sovereign nations and conducting a holocaust against other Muslims.
And who's funding that? Is Saudi Arabia funding that? Where is that money coming from?
I can't speak to that. That's not
right.
my lane.
I just didn't know if you get a better grasp on it having been over there. Okay, so now if people want to buy this, it's very reasonable. $13.95, I believe, is the price for this, the retail price.
Yes,
right?
It is.
That's a very reasonable price. It's a very nice gun. It is similar in style to a lot of the AR-15s, but it's very fancy looking. In your travels, what do we have for confirmed kills? How many do we have there?
That's just a question.
I love that. I knew you were going to say that. I just wanted to check
anyway.
You look like you might have been on the verge of being a little crazy, so I thought you might have been the first guy to go 72 and counting.
Crazy.
Right. I could see that in you. How do they find you? How do the Spikes guys find you?
I had been in some incidents in Iraq and Afghanistan that gained a lot of media, controversial media stuff, and with the owner just came up to me and said, hey,
you'd be a guy that we
you're,
like.
You're my kind of crazy.
Can you give me a little bit of a brief background on that, on what it was that got the attention?
In Najaf, Iraq in 2004, I was part of a team protecting a diplomat. There were eight of us. We were surrounded by hundreds of Islamic terrorists, and we fought them off for 4 days.
Wow.
As sniper with our sniper rifles and whatnot. The video has like 16 million views. I was also in the news for using experimental bullet that the government gave me
right.
that was illegal according to the Geneva Conventions.
But you know,
in trouble.
Yeah, you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah.
American Sniper, you liked that movie? Was that good? Is that a good depiction of what it's like to be over there?
I have a hard time watching those. That and Lone Survivor, it's such an emotional thing for me that I can't appreciate the film on any merit.
Really?
Yeah. I went with my pastor from Grace of Dunedin, and he will tell you that I was an emotional mess at that movie.
I would imagine so. You've been there. Now you have to relive it every time you see it go through some.
Well, I guess that's testimony to the film, because I literally was an emotional mess.
Yeah, while you were over there?
Well, no, after both of the films.
Oh, I got you. Okay. How about Black Hawk Down? Did you have an opportunity to see that? And the reason why I ask, I know you don't like to watch them, but that seemed to me, out of all the movies, that seemed to me the most real, even though I've never been there.
Right.
I would just think that, to me, that kind of drama is what it's like to be over there. That's why I think we have so much appreciation for the military.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that.
Yeah. Okay, so now I think that if anybody is looking to buy an AR-15, this would be a great option. It's you're responsible because you're having the gun and you were keeping it out of the hands of Muslim terrorists. What is the best way? To go to the website?
Well, my boss probably wants you to go to the website because it's direct, but what I'm asking you to do is contact your gun store, your favorite gun store, and ask for the rifle. Support your small businesses. Support the independent.
So I can go to Shooter's World and I can say,
right.
I would like to get this Crusader, and they can get it for me.
And when he tries to steer you to another product, you said, listen to me, man.
We have a responsibility here to bring Spikes' anti-Muslim terrorist rifle in here.
Absolutely.
This is, I got to tell you, I like you guys.
Dude, it's Florida business.
Yeah. I'm all for supporting local business. I have a local AR from a company over here that made my first AR that I ever bought. So, okay, so what's next? Are we working on the next piece of this already? Because this has already got a bunch of attention. We're going to need a follow-up from this.
I think at our price point, almost $1,400, no matter how passionately you support us, sometimes all you can afford to do to support us is a t-shirt.
Well, there you go.
I think we got to get on that so everyone can get involved in some way.
Good. What is the website? What is your website?
SpikesTactical.com.
That is where you can go and get all the information. You can take a look at it. And then, like the guy said, if you would like to get this, you can go and get your own. Somebody has a question on hold. I'm not going to take the phone call, but I'll ask you guys. Is it possible, do you guys at Spikes, can you get your own custom writing on an AR if you wanted to? Do you know if they do that?
You know, we used to do that. The business started in a garage.
Right.
But we are past the economy of scale to support things like that. Gotcha.
No, hey, that's fine. There are places you can go to get laser inscription on the exact
things.
Rifle.
All things remembered, and the mall's a great place.
Yeah. Like, I'd like to get a
here's my gun.
Yeah, a BFF, best friends forever. And hand it to my friend. Let me tell you, ladies, I'm going to tell you right now. Guys like these sort of things for Christmas. If you want to get a gift, there is no guy that's going to open up their box on Christmas Day and not going to see that and be thrilled to death to have it. This is good. Thank you for your service. I appreciate you coming in and spreading the word, and I hope you guys sell a gazillion of these and keep going with the media. This is how things turn huge, and you are exactly just close enough to being crazy for being an awesome spokesperson.
Hey, thank you guys. Hey,
if you have any built up aggression and you want to beat that kid up, you can do that.
I saw him coming in here. I was like, "What is he doing here?"
Yeah.
Hey, it's on Make a Wish Foundation.
what were you, a Green Beret or what? I don't know.
I was a Navy SEAL.
Navy SEAL. That's what I meant.
Back in the day, but all my time at war was as a security contractor for the State Department,
right,
while working under different
companies. How's the money for that?
At one point, it was great. Unfortunately, I was young and immature, and it all went to drugs and women. But now the pay has been cut in half.
Yeah. Where was the best country for women?
America?
Really? Yeah, but absolutely. I mean, over there. Yeah, well, besides here.
Well, is Islamic Arab countries that... It's not even a question.
You can do that.
Right? Yeah, it's not even on the table.
Doesn't that make it hotter, though?
No.
No?
Makes it desperate and lonely.
When I'm out at a restaurant and I see a Middle Eastern woman come in and all I could see are her eyes, I want to see the rest.
I'm waiting for the room to blow up.
Yeah.
Two different views.
Awesome.
Oh, this is great. Listen, Ben, great to talk to you. Thank you for coming here today. And SpikesTactical.com is a website. And go into Shooter's World or your local gun shop and ask them for the Crusader rifle. Gentlemen, thank you very much.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at GoldenDiamondSource.com.